Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, March 12th, 2024, and we are back for another episode. Now, I want to speak on a few things before we get into this episode. See, this podcast, it is not your average podcast. On here, I'm not just going to sit up and act like everything is Chanel, Bentleys, and life is just grand and great and ain't nothing ever happened. You know how people get on Instagram and they showing all this stuff like life is just the grandest thing that they ever experienced and all the pictures are just, ooh, look at me. And look at me. Look at me with my new G-Wagon. No. I don't want anyone to think that everything in my life is bad. I have had plenty of good things happen to me too. I'm just starting at the beginning of my life and telling story times of things that have happened to me. And I will continue up until currently because, trust me, I have new things happening to me all the time. And the story times are endless. It's just that as a kid and a teen, I was extremely quiet and shy and very timid. And I used to allow people to do whatever and say whatever. But them days is long gone. Not anymore. And I had to learn to stand up for myself. I had to learn to show up for me. And at many times, I had to learn to toot my own horn because you'll be waiting on somebody else to toot your horn for you. Or as people like to say, give yourself, you know, when people say give them their flowers. Yeah, I had to learn to do all that for myself because ain't nobody else going to do it. And so I actually ended up going to therapy because, again, I have to check up on myself. And I did just that. I had to check in on myself and make sure I was okay. I went to therapy in 2021 and I threw up on my therapist. And if you don't know what I mean when I say I threw up, I mean I regurgitated everything. I mean, I just let any and everything out that was bothering me. Anything. I mean, if it hurt me, if I felt pain from it, if I felt stress from it, if I felt any type of anything, if it made me feel any type of way, I let it out. I cried. I screamed. And my therapist was here for it. She encouraged me to. And afterwards, I felt lighter and I felt more free. And that was just, you know, something that I wanted to do because, again, I don't know how many people can agree with this, but in more recent years, more people of color have started going to therapy because before it was like, they ain't going to no therapy to tell all their business to some stranger, go telling all their business somebody they don't know. That was the experiences that I have had with people of color, like they was against going to therapy. Now in more recent days, more people are more open to it, but it's still a lot of stubborn people who won't. And yeah, there's still a lot of stubborn people who won't. I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, so I just tried to show up for myself to make sure that I was okay. And a lot of people are against going to therapy because what people don't understand is, you know how you go to the doctor for a checkup and you check up the rest of your body? If you're a female, you go on to get a pap smear. You're getting checked up. You're making sure your heart and your whole health is okay. Well, guess what? People always put a stigmatism on mental health care. But guess what? That's part of your care too. You go get your vagina checked out. Why not go get your mind checked out? So I'm always going to make sure I'm good from head to toe. And so that's what I decided to do. But now that I have, you know, vented just a little bit, let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be about how things were after we were free from my father. However, my daddy's ghost showed up in a way that nobody expected. And my oldest brother, and I'm strongly quotating that, my mother's son. So, we were free. We had settled back into the house, but my mother was trying to reclaim her freedom, her happiness, trying to find out what life is about after my father. And, you know, our family started coming back around. They was bringing friends and other people around and stuff. And my mother had a wild and out stage, y'all. Please don't judge her, but my mother was free and she ain't know how to act, baby, okay? She was free. She was wilding out. She was drinking. She was partying. She was trying to make up for lost time. I mean, and I can't blame her. But, I mean, that's just what was going on at the time. And our house became the party house. I mean, everybody was coming through, sliding through, coming to chill, coming to party, coming to kick it. The hangout spot, to the point to where I was getting sick of that shit. And I used to be mumbling under my breath like, saying stuff like, go home. Like, don't y'all got a home to go to? Like, bye. And like most times, I'll be all up in the grown folks' business, their conversations, watching and looking, trying to look out for my mother, because they was kicking it. And I mean, there were times where I had to go to school the next day and wouldn't be able to really sleep for real because the music was bumping. They was drinking, they was drunk. They was making a whole bunch of noise. You know how it is when a party going on or a gathering is going on. Whew. But in the midst of all of this, while my mother having her wilding out phase, her kicking it phase, her, you know, her new single life or whatever, however you want to put it, however, whatever you want to say, however you want to call it. She was just happy to be free. And so was we. So for that, I can't really judge her because she was really just trying to reclaim her life. So I can't be mad at her for that. And in the midst of that, my mother was blindsided by a new monster that had developed. And I'm air quotating again. Her son was about to be a whole nother problem for her and for us. And in between my mother's turn up sessions, in the midst of that, little did she know, a new problem was on the horizon. Her son. And this individual who was supposed to be my brother began to wreak havoc. And he caused a whole new set of problems for my mother. And now he is a teen. And he is rebellious. He thinks he's the man of the house. And he is trying to run stuff. He's trying to tell my mother what to do. And us. And it was like he was trying to take my father's place. And it was starting to feel like my father had never left. And my brother, and I use that term sparingly, was acting like he was our daddy. And I would tell him, N-I-G-G-A, you ain't my daddy. Like, he took it upon himself, for example, I'll just say it like this, like, if we went somewhere, like, say we went over, I don't know, my grandmother's house, my aunt's house, or wherever, and a lot of times, we'd go over there and be visiting with family and stuff, and we'd end up staying over whoever house we over late. It might be 11 something at night or whatever. I'm still young. I might have been 12, 13-ish. I don't know. And, you know, Everybody done went somewhere and stayed late, and you got to pick kids up off of couches. You got to wake them up. You got to try to drag them, get them to the car to get them home or whatever. Yeah, it was those type of situations. And if we fell asleep, I would wake up to my face stinging because this ignorant bitch is standing over me, and he done slapped the shit out of me because I was asleep. But again, it wasn't his place. You ain't my parent. You ain't my daddy. And he would be standing there like cussing me out and stuff like, who is you? And him slapping me and hitting me was very familiar to what my father would do. He was him all over again. The house again was an uncomfortable place to live. And now I wanted him gone too. He was causing problem after problem. He was stealing, robbing, fighting, having sex, and violating me at the same time. My mother again pissed me off like, girl, handle your son. She acted like she was scared of him. But at this point, he was bigger than her. But still, he would have had to go. Sorry, not sorry. And it got to a point that whenever we went somewhere, he stayed home so he could bring girls over and have sex while nobody was home in my mother's bed of all places. And she let him get away with this. Like, my mother used to always make excuses for him. Like, my mother was a lot more lenient on us, because when my father was out of the situation, she didn't want to be beating us and doing all that type of stuff because of what we had already been through. But she was too lenient on him. He needed a stern hand over him because he was just running rampant, just disrespectful, trying to run over her. Like, no. And yeah, the disrespect was real crazy. And then he would be out, and then we would be out and about a lot of times late, and he would get mad. So he would take his anger out around the house, doing things like spitting all over the walls. And I'm not talking about just any kind of spit. I mean the kind of nasty loogies, that thick green phlegm that you be coughing up to come out your throat when you got a real bad cold. But he seemed to have that all the time. And just hocking it up, just spitting it all over the walls. Phlegm that looked like thick snot balls, just disgusting, upside the wall. Or he would do it in a gallon of milk or orange juice or even ejaculate in it. And then wait until somebody go and get some and then tell them because he was mad. And you never trusted your drink of food around him. And then he would attack me if I even looked in his direction. He wasn't listening to my mother or any adult anymore. Or family, friends, or whoever. And if any of them tried to help my mother to try to tame him, he just fought them. He was out of control. And he was just a mini version of my father. He was a new version of him. And now that he is currently in prison, I can say it was a long time coming. You would think that after all we had already been through, he wouldn't want to be anything like him or anything similar to what we had been through. But he seemed to embody it in his own way. My mother had a new monster on her hands, and he was now terrorizing the house and all of us. He even started going around my father, taking back information to him about my mother and about everything going on in the house. And although he always seemed to forget to tell him the things that he was actively doing, he forgot to tell him he was trying to be him, that he was doing drugs, stole money from my mother's job, almost got my mother fired. He was violating me. He was beating on us and doing stuff he ain't have no business doing. He forgot to tell him that. When he was running back and forth trying to tell him what was going on in the house and with my mother, he omitted the things that he was up to. And he really was just carrying on like he was my mother's man and our daddy. he needed discipline or to be put in a juvenile detention center. But again, he wasn't corrected, and the behavior continued until 2022 when he killed someone. This went on until my mother met my stepfather, and then things took a whole other turn. And I mean, I know that in these episodes, I'm not going to be able to put every single detail, but again, things was real bad in the house. He made stuff so tense around there. And again, all of my family knows him. They know the stuff that I'm saying is true. He was even doing this stuff in current day when family members would let him come and stay with him and stuff or whatever. You got to watch all your stuff around him. And did he always want to go and stay with somebody because he'd been homeless a lot because won't nobody let him stay with him. Ain't nobody about to be creeping around their house, hiding their stuff, can't live because they don't know if they're going to get attacked by you. They don't know if you're going to come and try to stab them in their sleep, shoot them in their sleep. What you going to do? No. But a whole new set of issues began when my stepfather came into the situation. And so that leads me up to the end of this episode, Story Seekers. That is all for this episode. Tune in to my next episode where I will be talking about the things that happened after my stepfather came into the picture. So make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.